to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Another edition of Agent Talk, and this week I've got Jill Schaefer, who's with Kentwood Real Estate, but that's not how I got to know her. She's also the current chair and about to be leaving that position, which makes me very sad, the current chair of the DMAR Market Trends Committee. So Jill, first off, just thank you so much for joining me today.
You bet. Thanks for asking. I love it.
Oh, I am excited. So we've shared a lot of time, a lot of late nights, early mornings. For me, early mornings. For you, late nights.
Passing in the night. I'm going to bed. You're getting up.
Exactly. Writing that monthly report, doing the commentary, getting ready to do my videos. And we've gotten to know each other really well. And I've always been inspired by your commitment to serve the committee, to serve your clients, to put into words. So you pulled from your background, from being a TV anchor to being a journalist, from being a marketing director to now beautifully scripting some of the commentary that we've had for the last 2 years, that you've been part of the committee for longer than that, but leading the committee for the last 2 years. So let's start out there. Thank you so much for the work that you've done. What have you kind of seen as the growth? 2 years is a long time. And of course, the last year has been, there's just nothing to even compare it to. What have you seen as the maybe the change or the impact that the committee has had on real estate?
You know, I think that prior to this committee coming into place, the media was kind of grasping and talking to different people, different agents, which I think is always great to have different opinions, but there wasn't a focus on the statistics and on the history and how it compared. And I think our committee and the report we put out gives that perspective, and I think it helps people sort of see the trends that are happening and the changes that are happening and staying on top of it. And hopefully it's a great service to the members as well as the public.
I've absolutely learned so much being a part of it, being the sponsor and being included in those conversations about the trends specifically. As you mentioned, it's so easy to pick up on what's happening right now, but then to have that history that the committee really does have, especially with some of its older members. So you came to real estate slightly differently. I want to hear your story and then kind of where you're headed, especially with the changes that we've seen in 2020. Tell me a little bit about your story and how you got here.
You know, it starts way back to my childhood. I grew up in a small town in North Dakota. I sound like one of those stories. But my father was a woodworker, and that was just something he enjoyed doing immensely outside of his hours. And my stepmom also would help with that. So we always had a shop attached to our house. So when I would come home, it smelled like sawdust. And to me, that's still the smell of home. But I also spent a lot of hours over our dining room table looking at floor plans as he would build house after house. He'd build it, someone would knock on the door and say, "We heard you have a nice house, we're interested in buying it." He'd throw out some huge price and they'd go, "Okay." And he goes, "But you have to let me stay until I build another one." And he'd build another one. And we moved 16 times in 17 years. Literally, constantly, this was happening. And there was always floor plans on my dining room table. So I learned construction first. And then I was a news anchor. That was my, you know, college background. And I was a news anchor and reporter. And in that, you know, I learned about putting out the message, which is why DMAR's been such a wonderful tool for me, and how to put out the message. I understand what the reporters are looking for and what they need to fill out their story. And I can provide them that and package it all up nice and neatly so they use it, which is what we want them to do, is to get the actual story out, not what they might be hearing someplace else. I also learned in that business doing research. We did a ton of research and writing and listening. And I think I take the listening into my current career from that one the most, is listening to my clients and trying to hear what they're saying if they're not saying it, if that makes sense. And so that I can get them to where they want to go, even if they maybe don't know where they want to go. So that career really helped in this way.
It's so obvious to me the care that you have. You know, we were talking before this started, and that was very clear to me right when I first met you, that the depth of care that you have for the individuals in the committee, for the committee itself, for your clients. So having that background already, having a great 2019, launching 2020, and even through COVID, because you were using the technology, you were doing the tours. What change did you see or did you implement during the COVID experience to continue your career forward?
Well, you know, it's a lot more Zoom calls was one of the big things. But what I found is when I can't get in person with someone, doing this is really a great way to do it. If I've got clients that are further out or they have a home here, but they don't live here and they're looking at selling it, it's a good way to get face to face. And I do judge so much of what's going on by people's expression and what they don't say. I really try to take that in. So I think that's been helpful for me. But I also realized how much input and how much I provide to my clients by being in the property and walking through it with them and pointing out things, positives and negatives, and my background, knowing construction, and now with the committee, knowing the trends and what we're seeing in different price points to be able to structure the offers better is the most helpful. I used to really pride myself in negotiating for my clients and getting them the best deal. And I'm a big fan of negotiation. And now it's become, I think our whole role is just getting their offer accepted. Mm-hmm. So what's the best way I can present it to make sure they're the ones that win over everybody else? And that is really helpful in partnering with a lender like you, because your team goes the extra mile to make sure you call the listing agent and that you've already got everything put together. And that partnership is huge. It's really, really important. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. But, and I agree. I think that lender realtor relationship has never needed to be stronger than right
Absolutely.
Now.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute. Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at The Roof Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting TheRoofTeam.com. That's TheRoofTeam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate. And let's continue the conversation.
So what would you say, what lesson learned story, looking forward, I'd kind of like to leave this conversation with, what's that nugget that you would leave other realtors with? What have you learned or from your experiences in DMAR, your experiences as a seasoned, 17 years in the business, a seasoned real estate agent in this market, what would you leave behind maybe to yourself, maybe 10 years ago, or a new agent that's coming on board?
Well, first off, I like seasoned better than old. Thank you. Since I just said it.
We'll stick with that.
Yeah, I think season's the very nice word. As I said, I started with that construction. And when I started getting successful in the business, I transferred to construction by doing representing investors on scrape and builds. Mm-hmm. And having the knowledge that what people are looking for and what price range in certain neighborhoods. And so I really started to build my sphere that way. And that construction background was very helpful for me. And I didn't go into this business thinking, okay, I'm going to just show pretty homes and this is going to be fun. I really worked hard and I wish I would have even worked harder in the very beginning when I had more time on educating myself on every aspect of what we do. And I continue to do that. I call myself a lifelong learner because I feel like I just constantly need to bring in new knowledge. And that's what kind of drives me. I wish I would have done it sooner as a new agent. Like I said, take all those classes when you first get into it because you don't know what you don't know. And I still say that. You run into something new every single deal and you don't know what you don't know, but the more knowledge you can accumulate, the better you're going to be.
Obviously, I could not agree more. I mean, that's a blessing I have being a team, a large team. We get to see so much and then we share it constantly with each other. And I get the benefit of having some time to build the classes and educate. Because like you, I mean, walking beside you during this DMAR committee period and just constant education, asking questions and then digging into the data to figure out if our assumption was correct or not correct. And that's what great advice. Just spend the time. Every bit of time that you do have, it will just continue to push your career forward and elevate your game, especially right now when There's lots of people that are trying to get into this business because the business is doing so well in supporting your clients.
You know, I think it's looking at every single aspect of the process and thinking, how can I make this process smoother and easier for the person? Because it is very emotional. It can be very stressful. I started with the Trends Committee because I was working with so many builders and developers and investors, and they're very numbers centric. It's not as much emotion. That was a weakness of mine. I'm not as number sensitive and do tend to count on my emotional intelligence, if you can call it that, to try to serve my clients. So by looking at what my weaknesses were and really focusing on educating myself, I think was one of the things that has helped propel me to be better at what I do. And I study those, as you know, those statistics, and will continue to do so when I'm not chair, because I think understanding the market and educating our clients, that's not something they can just pick up online. I mean, they can read the article, but they aren't going to get those micro neighborhood information that we can provide and the information on just their price point or their area, or are they looking at attached and detached? And that's something that report really provides. And, you know, we can provide it to our clients, but we need to still explain how that relates to them. And so it's focusing in on how I can try to make that process smoother for them in every possible way and make it a celebration. I mean, at closing and all of that, I really like to make this is an exciting time in people's lives. And, it, you know, just like a wedding coordinator tries to take care of everything so they have the big celebration at the end and they don't stress, I kind of look at it as being a real estate coordinator that when they get to be able to move into their home, it's just so exciting and they're thrilled. And or when they sell their home and get that big check in their account, that's a big deal. I'm like, hey, you've got lots of money now. Go have some champagne on me and go out for dinner and celebrate that you did so well with that investment.
I love that. And I love that I know how personal each one of the transactions are for you. And I love how you serve your clients.
Thank you so much.
So Jill, thank you for taking the time to spending it with me today. Really appreciate you.
You bet. I appreciate you. Thank you for all you do for my clients.
Of course. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.